Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Uncommon Crown, how Jesus was not your typical king. He actually came to establish the kingdom in our hearts. Let me give you a quick passage in Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. It says this, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.' But when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for you have come, or shall come, a ruler who will shepherd my people.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.'" If only that was true, and it's not. Herod was a terrible human being. He was the son of the king of Edom. He was appointed governor by the Roman officials over the land of Israel. And because they wanted to keep the peace and they found out that Israel wanted a king, they basically made him into a king. But he was a puppet king on behalf of Rome. Because he was an Edomite, which are basically the descendants of Esau, he really wasn't considered Jewish. And so the people of Israel never really took to him. They didn't like him. They didn't see him as their true king. But he did some great stuff. That's why he was known as Herod the Great. He built like 7 palaces and theaters. He squashed some rebellions. And he was also able to refurbish the temple and kind of make it into a much more glorious thing. So the people of Israel liked that about him. But at the same time, he was a ruthless and terrible human. He had, some of his in-laws killed. He had a mother-in-law killed. He even had a wife killed and 2 sons killed, all because in his mind, they were a threat to him. He was so paranoid that anyone who was a threat, he would want to kill them. Why is that important? Because it says here that when these wise men came from the east, they obviously went to who was said to be king, and they want to know, who is this king that's born? There's a king that's born. We've come to worship him. And Herod's like, oh, is that right? Who is this king? He assembles all the wisest people in all of Israel, and they tell him, well, the Messiah is supposed to come from Bethlehem. And so he says to the wise men, go to Bethlehem. That's where you find him. As soon as you find him, let me know so I can come worship him. But that's not what his plan is. His plan is to kill the child. Why? Because in Herod's mind, this child is a threat to his power. Maybe you've heard that story, and I'm assuming that if you're listening to this DriveCast and you're probably more familiar with the Bible and you've been to church on Christmas Eve and you've heard the story, it's a terrible story. Herod was so paranoid and so preoccupied with power that any threat at all had to be eliminated. And this is at a time when this man is actually dying. He's physically dying. He's not going to be alive that much longer. And he's still so desperate to hang on to his throne. Now, as you read this or you hear this, you probably think, well, what does this have to do with me? Well, there's a reality that if Jesus came to establish the kingdom in our hearts, then the battleground of our life really happens to be in our heart. That's where the throne is of our life. And here's what happens. Like Herod, deep down, we want to be on the throne of our own heart. We want to be in charge of our lives. We want to be in charge of our schedules, of our finances, of our future. We want to be in control, and we want things to go the way we want them, even when we want them and how we want them. We become like little tiny tyrants or little tiny kings over our own life, and any threat to that becomes a problem. And here's Jesus saying, no, I want your heart. I want to be at the center place. And I think it's a reminder to us that we can't be like Herod. We willingly submit our heart to Christ when we realize that he died on the cross and rose from the grave. We realize that he came to us when we were enemies and he was willing to save us and forgive us of our sin. And that's when we say to him, you can have the throne. You're in charge. Help me to align my life around you, Jesus. God, I pray that would be true of us this Christmas season. Remind us of your kingship, that we would come worship you every day by laying down our life for you, allowing you to take first place in our heart daily. God, remind us of this often, especially during this season, so that we don't, like Herod, try to take control. Obviously, we're not going to be him, But that battle takes place in our heart, God. I pray that you would win those battles daily. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second to think about that and talk to God about where your heart is at before you move on to your next thing. Till next time, God bless.